We'll talk about the big Kobe Bryant memorial and listen to some of the audio, including Michael Jordan's really, really funny line coming up here in about 15 minutes. But in this segment, we're going to pull the curtain back a little bit, give you a peek behind the scenes here at America's favorite radio station. On Friday night at Ticketstock, Ace Hardware Ticketstock 2020, our headliner was Emmitt Smith, the NFL's all-time leading rusher, Dallas Cowboy, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Anything you can accomplish in the world of football, three-time world champion, Emmitt pretty much accomplished it. And over the years, whenever we've had Emmitt on this show, my two partners, Ja and Gordo,
I'd like to file a protest, by the way, before this even starts,
have made it their mission to try to get Emmitt to say one of three things. And some of this is from his Herradura tequila spots. Some of it is just from other interviews. But they don't care about asking him any kind of serious questions.
What?
The two of you want him to say, Zachly?
What?
Compromise?
What is that
Emmitt's
word?
Way? You want him to say those things, and you know you're guilty of this.
No.
I may have been in the past, but Friday night, I'm telling you, I was not.
Oh, really? Well, we're going to hear some evidence to the contrary.
This happened in America.
We're about to hear some evidence to the contrary, but you want to stand by that?
I really do. I swear to you, on Danny White, I was not trying to get him to say anything on Friday.
Yes, you were.
I ask about Jimmy. I ask legitimate football questions, ask about his son. I was not trying to get him to say anything.
You asked about former golfer Larry Mize.
That was an off-air joke.
Would you like to explain your torturous way of trying to get Emmitt to say compromise and the whole plan that you guys had?
Yes. George, I believe, wanted to ask Emmitt if he ever opened a restaurant and former athletes would come in, would Emmitt not make them not pay, you know, not give them a bill.
Well, like who? Like name an athlete that would come in and try to.
Well, like, let's say former golfer Larry Mize.
No, I would never compromise.
See?
He would not comp Larry Mize.
Oh, I see. Craig is saying that that sounds a lot like I would never compromise.
Oh,
like
I just
says
not got
spot.
It.
Oh, okay, I see.
Because like the other time, I think I said Nicholas. Yeah, yeah, I didn't even get that.
Right.
Okay.
And so that's any Mize, right? Like Mrs. Mize, mm-hmm. Larry Mize's children.
Right,
you would
right.
never comp a Mize.
Never comp a Mize.
So torturous. Such a back bend. And you guys are willing to go there just to get Emmitt to say
it's
that.
It's a legitimate question. I'm interested in how he would run a restaurant.
So we had a meeting with our boss, Jeff Catlin, the Catman of the Americas. Now, in the meeting, I said, will you please tell these two, since Emmitt is our honored headliner,
yes,
to just one time not touch the hot stove that the two of you have to touch every single time he's on? Will you just not try to get him to say things or highlight things when he does say them?
By the way, the heat miser is another one, too, because he's not a compromiser. On that level.
Jared, let's play the first example of some of the conversation from Friday night.
You have a problem.
When you were recruited, how tempted were you to go to Miami and Jimmy?
Not even close.
Really?
Not even close.
Were you at least impressed with his pitch?
Very, very, very. Well, Jimmy never pitched me, but Coach Hubbard Alexander was actually recruiting me.
Axe.
And, Axe and I had a number of conversations, but...
All right, can we pause it for a second?
I was intrigued by Miami and what they were...
Yes.
What?
Yeah, he's guilty right there.
I think you're guilty there.
Yes.
I've said Axe. That was Hubbard Alexander's nickname.
But you're trying to get him to say something else.
Everybody called him Axe.
But you're doing something there.
I swear to you, I was not. That's what everybody called Hubbard Alexander. He was Axe.
I'm just telling you. I'm on to you.
You're not
I'm amassing evidence. I can't bring you to trial on that one, but I'm on to you.
Doing. But... They ran that little split back offense and threw the ball quite a bit, and I didn't want to be in that kind of offense. I was an I formation kind of running back, downhill. As a matter of fact, my offensive scheme in my 4 years in high school was exactly what we ran when North Turner came.
Same thing.
Exactly.
Exactly the same thing.
Thanks.
The route trees, the numbering system was exactly the same.
What?
What?
Gordon jumped in with...
I really do.
Exactly. trying to get him to repeat exactly. No,
we were talking high school football or something.
And George's whole thing, North Turner's offense was the same that he ran in high school.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit different.
You guys did not find that interesting. The only thing that you perked up over was him saying exactly.
No, I mean, wronged here.
I really did say, wow, I had never heard that before.
I'm being wrong, too.
Let me ask you a question. Had you ever heard that before, that North Turner basically ran the same offense that Emmett's team ran in high school?
Since I'm not on trial here, let me ask you, did you or did you not perk up when he said exactly?
No, I perked up and went, wow, never heard that before. The same offense?
I perked up because I'm such a fan of North Turner, and I heard that someone was speaking of him.
You don't even...
Roll the next bit of evidence from Friday night.
I still feel like we could have went to D.C. and beat Washington, even with Derek Lassick as the running back. I believe that. I believe that we was going to win, and I was looking forward to seeing what Derek Lassick would do.
But watching it from afar, I always thought it really helped you that they lost those two games.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. I mean, I'd be a fool up here to tell you it didn't help. I mean, because if they would have won those two games, I'd probably still been sitting in Pensacola right about now. But no doubt. I mean, I'm not going to tell you no, but as a player, you don't want to see your teammates lose. Yeah. You don't want that. You want things to happen the way it's supposed to happen. You want it to be done the right way. And the right way would have had me sign before the game, had me play in the game, and won the first two games of the year and went undefeated the whole entire season.
The right way was Emmett's way.
Emmett's way.
Emmett's way.
Through Emmett.
Dang right.
Is it weird?
There we have it.
What?
Both of you.
What?
He said it first.
It doesn't
Emmett
matter.
Said it.
It doesn't matter who said it first.
Emmett was talking about Emmett's way.
Jumped in with Emmett. Emmett didn't say Emmett's way until you said Emmett's way, and then George followed up with Emmett's way.
It's implied that it's Emmett's way when he said that he's talking about.
So we didn't say Hemet. We said Emmett.
So let me ask you something.
And Dan McDowell said Emmett's way too.
Why can't you guys stay away from touching that hot stove?
Staying away from it. I was talking to Emmett.
I don't even know of the stove of which you speak.
It's either compromise, Zachary, or Emmett's way. You have to go there
every time we have him on. I really wasn't trying. I did repeat Emmett's way, but the other thing...
Why did you repeat Emmett's way?
Just to make that point. That's right.
Oh,
that's what this is about. You did it Emmett's way.
To make the point.
Yes.
Not referencing...
Emphasize it, yes.
Not referencing...
Emphasize.
The incredible...
I will never emphasize. Now, George...
I will emphasize.
Yeah, he'll emphasize on you.
So you guys are saying that you did not bring up Emmett's way because in no way did you want to reference this masterpiece from Merle Miller.
The time is here. Emmett will face the greatest of her teams.
So awkward.
At least we didn't ask me if he'd heard this.
Yeah.
Has made it.
Emmett, when did you face the greatest of her teams?
Jerry has made his case of which he's certain.
Okay, pause it. I would like to point out that nobody has ever sang with this emotion. These spare of lyrics.
These are not spare lyrics.
So number one,
beautiful.
I want to point out Emmett did not die.
No. Emmett wasn't a cowboy anymore.
Did not even retire. He was just going to Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to wear the star on his helmet.
That's right.
The greatest of her.
That is the greatest of her.
Nobody has ever sang a song.
Some people say it's losing a kid. No, it's going to Arizona and not wearing the star anymore.
Right.
That's the greatest of hurtings.
Mm-hmm. And nobody has ever sang a song so emotionally that contained the line, Parcells. If Parcells' name is in it, it's not an emotional song.
To this day... This remains the only song in which the name Parcells is part of the lyrics. Have you ever heard a pop song
or a love ballad that mentions the name Parcells?
No. All right, let's listen to more of this.
Emmett knew it was coming soon. The rumors were real. That's what they all say.
What?
But remember
these
more than all.
Much more than all.
He did it him its way. Good times, he's had his share with Daryl and Troy.
Oh.
Never dissension.
Never dissension.
He did what he knew was right.
Wow, I think I knew
what others strayed, only creating.
Don't you want to strangle that guitar
tension.
Player too?
Guitar player strangling that guitar.
Was clear all along. Each game he played, fans would gladly say, "Oh, I'm proud, so very proud to see him do it his way." Yes, there would come a time.
Oh, he's Willie Nelson now.
I'm sure he knew.
I think he's gonna dive bomb here.
It would come up. He was thought to be through, but that time has come. And we're casting doubt. He's
okay, listen.
It
I think he dive bombs here.
And won't back out.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
It all, and he'll stand tall.
Well, that's the big ending.
And do it in its way.
Oh, what a great song. What a huge ending.
No, we're still going. And it goes for a while. And as we let this play us to break.
What does that mean?
Keep in mind that Merle Miller, who did this song, later emailed Gordo and said it was the greatest regret of his life that he did this song and sent it to you.
And he shouldn't feel that way. This is one of the greatest songs ever.
I think it's beautiful.
That we try to keep alive in a very tasteful way with the man himself.
So beautiful.
Who did it Emmett's way.
He had to work on these lyrics for a couple years. There's no way you can get this kind of perfection.
Minutes.
Okay, we are innocent of all charges. But thanks for putting us on trial. 7:48 on the ticket. It was a star-studded goodbye to Kobe Bryant yesterday. We'll hear some of those sounds and comments next.
So clear.
You gotta get another
will
dive
Emmett
bomb here
fight?
In a second.
Will Emmett win this bout? He's stepping up. He won't back out. He's faced it all.
Dive bomb here.